Welcome, fellow Last Placers, to another episode of LPF Debrief, where Chris and I talk about comic books, TV shows, and movies. And on today's episode, we will be reviewing episode 5 of The Last of Us, exclusively on HBO. This one was directed by Jeremy Webb. He also directed episode 4, so he came back and did this one too. I think this is his last one of the series, and then it changes over. So episode 5 was called Endure and Survive, which we will be referencing later on as we go through it. As always, guys, there will be spoilers ahead, so if you guys don't want to hear them, please go ahead and pause it, come back, let us know what you guys thought in the comments. Don't forget to like, share, and do all of that stuff. So let's get right into it, Chris. Episode 5. I'll start this one off by saying I love this episode, and it hurt so much. So much more than the game adaptation of it. And we'll go into more detail about it, but just like an overall, it hurt more because of the circumstances with this episode, right? We get introduced into Henry and Sam for the first time. Again, if you guys have played the games, you would know, if you played the first one, you would know who those were by the end of the episode. We didn't say it in the last episode just because we didn't want to spoil it for you guys, because I think it's just better if you guys, especially because we're discussing the TV show and not the game, that you guys hear the story as it's happening, opposed to us giving you like, oh, this is what's about to happen. Because I remember me and Chris, we actually hung out yesterday and we were talking about it and we were just like, bro, even though we knew exactly what was going to happen, it didn't change how much it hurts, right? Because, and I think this actually hurts more than it did in the game, for the simple fact that we got more of a story for Henry and Sam. And it was a more detailed story. It was a more affectionate story. It was a more reason on why Henry was doing what he was doing. We also find out in this episode why Kathleen is chasing Henry. But overall, this episode was fantastic. And it just goes to show again where we can use a lot of the original source material, and you can make your few tweaks that, you know, actually make, in my opinion, the story, like certain character stories better, because that's the main thing that games can lack on sometimes story-wise, is that they can lack on the depth of side characters sometimes, not all the times, and not that Last of Us did it. For Last of Us, the part one, Henry's and Sam's story works for the story that's being told and the time frame that is being told in the game.
Here. It kind of happens quick in the game, yeah, by the way. It does. A lot of people I talk to, like whenever I brought this up, because I brought it up, in the first episode, this is the episode I was kind of waiting for. I was like, are we going to actually do this? And I'm glad they did. But in the game, a lot of people I would tell about, they were like, I don't remember that from the game at all. It's like, oh, because in the game, it happens so quickly. It's just a small one-off story, and then we do another skip. So yeah. It's just like, oh, wow. But that one, for some reason, that moment in the game just stuck with me. For that's one major thing I remember from that game was like, this was messed up.
Yeah. It surprises me that people didn't remember that, but remembered Bill, because Bill is.
That's what I'm saying.
Small, I was like, a smaller part than what you call it, than Henry and Sam. And I feel like that part that happens towards the end is way more impactful than what happens to Bill. You just kind of find out his story and you're like, okay. Like, he was more of a pass-through than them. Like, you actually had cutscenes and you had that huge video game moment, which they replicated. And I already know what my favorite part of this episode was, because I've watched it about 20 times. But, the story was fantastic. And like I said, being able to add those things. And I think one of the key things that this show is doing is that Neil Druckmann is a major, major part in this, right? So any decisions that get made, or like where he's like, you know, this might be an improvement, and he talks about it. If you guys want to, please watch like the ends of those episodes, because he speaks about like when they're going to make adjustments and when things are going to change and what his thought process is behind making changes. So he feels if they can make it better, then they're going to make a change to it. One of the biggest changes here we saw was that Sam is actually can't hear due to the leukemia he had, right? So that makes it so much more of a heart-wrenching thing. And to find out the actor is actually death also makes it more impactful. And if you watch the end of the episode, like the post things, you see how the cast interacted with him just to like make him comfortable. And yeah, people started learning ASL, which speaking of ASL and off topic, I don't know if you guys have caught the Rihanna ASL interpreter for her performance yesterday. If you haven't, go check that out because it is fantastic. Yes, she had an ASL person. Bro, it is fantastic.
It's not like the same guy who did the
No. Okay, no, okay, the guy who did the national anthem is actually, Troy. He's from, if you ever watched the movie Coda, it's actually the one that won Best Oscar, Best Motion Picture last year. He was the one who did the one for the national anthem this year. But that's besides the point. But yeah, everyone learning ASL on the set, and it kind of makes the story even more like heartwarming. But before we get into some of the details of the episode, Chris, what'd you think of the overall episode?
Overall, man. Yeah, like you said, it was a great episode. I watched it at work with coworkers. So like, well, I mean, it was a big,
Group. Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody was watching, and me and my friend Tyler had a kind of a mutual thing where it was like, we were watching it and then they did the flashback and I was like, I was worried. We paused it. And I was like, he kind of went off in a tangent of like, oh, well, this, it looks like this is going to be the formula of like, we're going to get these characters, get a whole backstory. And I was like, I really didn't at first in the beginning. I was like, I don't like this. If this is where it's going to go, like, we're going to be,
I like it. I said, I love it.
Well, I mean, I thought like it was going to be another Bill and Frank, like we're going way back and then we'll get to. So I thought it was just another kind of a filler, but not really. And I was like, let's just watch the episode and see what happens. And then so they give you Henry and Sam, and then it jumps into 10, or it jumps basically for the story to intertwine where Joel and Ellie crash and everything. And I was like, okay, this is what I want. Like, this is what I like. They're not going all the way back. We got, because I was telling him from the episode 4, we kind of get the sense that, you know, they're trying to survive. We know Henry's betrayed Kathleen and all this other stuff, but I thought they were trying to take us back to the moment where he betrayed that. Like, you know, that's what I thought was coming up. And it was completely perfect. The perfect timing of like, no, we're not going all the way back. You're right. You have the context already. So we're just going to clean it up a little bit more, give it to you visually, and then we're going to continue on. And I thought that was really cool. Also, sneaky ninjas like climbing over the glass. You saw them like walking. Yeah. I was like, man, they crunched once and that was it. But Kathleen, dude,
yeah,
that is the craziest. Like, she has such a sweet voice, like a very, very like comforting voice. And the fact that she, you know, she's like, you know, I know my brother wouldn't want me to, you know, get revenge. He would understand, but I don't care. And it's like, you know, there's a clear moment in the episode that tells you, like, she tells us, like, I know he did this for a reason. I know that and everything like that. But this is my revenge story. I don't care anymore. The world is destroyed and I'm not happy. And you know what? I live in a world where I can take care of that problem. So she goes off on a tangent with that. Like the whole fact of that moment where she's, you know, yelling at Henry, where, you know, kids die all the time. Maybe it was his turn. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to take somebody away from me to save your own. That's selfish. And it's like, wait, what? Yeah. So it was like a whole, you could tell that time has messed with her and that she's seen so much stuff and she's been through so much that she's just fed up with the situation as a whole.
That, and it also shows you how some people deal with power, right? Because that's something that she probably never had before, especially, which is why, like, the innocence and the thing, that's why it works so well with the character. And she is a brand new character to the series. She's actually not in the game. But it works with her because it is believable that she wasn't a person who had this kind of power before, right? It seemed like her brother was the calm, cool, collected one who was the one who helped start the uprising, which we find out from Henry anyway, that this is the person who helped start this everything from starting. So it was one of those things where it's just like she had, and like you were talking about, she had this major loss, right? And in a world where people are being lost, and now that they've taken over, an EZ, or they've taken it over, and they actually are living in their own world, essentially. Like, no one can come in there. Fedra doesn't show up there anymore. Like, Kansas City is just this crazy spot where things are just happening, like, all the time, and, like, they're in full control. So she has absolute power in that area, right? And that's something that she, I think, she doesn't want to give it up, right? But not only, I think the revenge story plays more part that, like, if someone's going to uprise or do something, in her mind, she's going to think that it's Henry, right? Because Henry's already given up someone to, like, close to her to do this. So I think there's a part of fear also that she has, that she doesn't want to then come into this contact with Henry. But also, like you said, there's a world where she can make a difference. And the difference that she can make is violence, which is what we learned on how they took it over anyway, right? So that violence is now stuck with her. It's something that she's accustomed to. It's something that she knows works. She knows that diplomaticness is not going to bring, you know, her brother back, but also violence is just going to make her feel better because that's what she's used to. So it was a really nice story that they kind of wrapped into two episodes with her to give that, because in the comic book, not comic books, in the game, it's called, you know, they're called the Hunters, and they're not, they don't have very much of a face. This was a good way of giving them that face, right? Like, they had a face, they had a reason for what they were doing. We find out that, again, that they were the ones who, like, pretty much uprose over a Fedra base. So, like, I loved how they got there, like, what was going on, things like that. We also find out a lot more about the story of Kansas City in general, which I think they did a really good job at without, like, you know, they did it more through dialogue, right? They were just like, hey, look, when they were coming up with that escape plan with Henry and Joel, and he's like, no, of course, Joel is like, I don't like this idea, you know, this and that. And basically, you know, he comes up with this plan, you know, to go under the tunnels. And the reason why they think the tunnels are clear is because Fedra told them that all of the infected were down there and they haven't seen infected in a while. So I thought them throwing that in there, and of course us already seeing the foreshadow in episode 4 of what could potentially happen, I thought was pretty, like, oh, okay, you knew something was cooking up. Something was about to get a little crazy, especially when they mentioned the underground, right? So, like, when you're just like, yeah, this sounds like a good idea, like, but you're like, dang, I know what we saw, but they haven't seen it yet, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, it's a good way of showing us something that we know is going to relate to later. So it gives us that suspense of, like, okay, guys, like, don't go down there. We know there's something down there, but technically there's no way for you guys to know that because you can only go by the person who knows this place the best, which was Henry. So just the whole interaction, they did fantastically. This relationship between Sam and Ellie was fantastic, right? Like, it gave Ellie that child feel again, right? Like, being able to be a kid around another child, like, you know what I mean? And being able to talk to him in a certain way, I thought obviously was done beautifully. Like, just, and of course, you know, it was meant to be that way so we could get our hearts shattered later. But it was meant to be that way, but it gave Ellie that, like, comfort of, like, I need to be able to, like, you know, like, it's nice to have someone who is viewing the world as a child. And, like, I, even though there's a language barrier, because obviously, you know, Ellie doesn't speak sign language, there's a barrier there that she was able to break through to form this bond with this character, even though, like, through, like, you know, a traumatic experience. And it shows you that heart that this show does a really good job at having, right? Like, in very, I wouldn't even say, like, it's very small moments, they do a really good job at making you, like, okay, I really care for these particular characters. And I think they did the same thing with Bill, right? Like, Bill became a character you started to care about, not because, like, you know, because he had this impactful story. And I think when you're making these games into TV shows, that's something you want to build on so that people care about those characters. So when something happens, or if something happens, you can be like, damn, that sucks. Like, you know what I mean? So I think they did a great job at that in total. Like I said, it was the episode in general was fantastic. We got a lot of good references when they went downstairs. They did that whole like when they go down to the sewers basically, and they have like the whole video game reference with the with everything and the goal. Like, and I mean, guys, if you haven't already, please go check out some of like GameSpot and IGN. They're doing like side by side pictures. Like, if you've played the games and you can see them, it looks so like just it's seeing so how accurate or how close they are regarding the source material is fantastic. Like the whole goalpost, like all that stuff is amazing. And then the comic books that they both find out that they're a fan of, which is where we get the endure and survive kind of thing. But it's also kind of the model of the show, of the not even the show, but just the situation they're in. Like, you have to endure and you have to survive. Like, there's no other way of making it in this world, right? So that being the phrase is so cool to me, that they're able to incorporate that. And then obviously Henry loves seeing Sam have a moment where he can just be a kid again and not having to run away from Fedra or because of something he did.
But you also see Joel Joel trying not to get attached.
Yeah.
Like, he, you know, Henry tries to break through that barrier with Joel.
Yeah.
And Joel's like, all right, man, we need to keep moving. Like, yeah, stop being friends and all this other stuff. Like, I have something to do, you have something to do. Let's just get it done.
No.
I also wanted to point out that this episode, right, is we got a lot of Joel dad looks, and it killed me. It was so funny. So in the beginning, whenever Henry, you know, we start, they lead up to that moment of Henry and Sam finding Joel and Ellie. whenever they hold the gun up to him, right, you know, Henry's like, you know, I don't want any violence, you know, can I trust you to be cool? And then Joel's like, yeah. And then he's like, I don't like the way you said yeah. And Ellie's like, I don't like, no, he's just an asshole. Like, tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him. He's like, yeah, I'm great. And he's like, the way Henry reacts to that, where he's like, man, like he yells out, like, this guy's going to kill me. Like, I'm in a bad situation.
Also just Henry knowing that there's nothing in the gun. Right, yeah, because exactly. He knows that he has no bullets left, but like, he knows the situation. But and then Ellie being like, no, that's just his tone, he just sounds like that, like all the time.
He's like, tell him you're good. He's like, yeah, I'm great. And I was like, oh man, he had that look on his face of like, man, you better make that first shot count, man, because I'm coming. So, and then the other moment was, I can't remember what Ellie shot. Like, there's a moment where they're together. And Ellie pulls the gun out of her jacket pocket. What was that? Was that during Infected or what?
Yeah, that was during the Infected scene.
Okay. But Joel's with her. No, because in the Infected scene, Joel's up top.
I don't know.
There's another moment where she pulls out the gun. I can't remember it for sure. I have it in my notes. But Joel gives her, it's a small beat, but Joel gives her another dad look, like that side eye of like, I told you to put it in your bag.
Yeah.
Like, you see it, but they have to fight.
It might have been in the basement then.
Maybe.
No, I really think it was during towards the end of that Infected scene. I think it was towards around that time.
Oh, maybe it was. No, because she ran out of ammo shooting at the bloater.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but it's in there. It's in there. So I don't know. We should have like a dad look counter or something in the corner, because the looks he's been given these episodes have been hilarious. And I just know those looks, man. Like, that look, I've gotten it from my mom. Everybody's gotten it. Like, that look, you know, where it's just like, sorry. And the dad, you know, your parents are just looking at you like, oh, just wait. I'll remember it. I'm checking it in my head and we'll talk about it.
I'm going to check that box, but you definitely messed up on this one. He's definitely been, and you could, but because of that, you can see that attachment is starting to grow too, though, even though he doesn't want it, it's happening. Right. Mm-hmm. And we find out they go through the basement. They actually make it towards where they need to go to. And they make it towards the end there. And we see, you know, he's just like, hey, you know, Ellie's like, hey, we're going to, you know, to Wyoming. And she makes a really good joke where she's like, hey, yeah, we're going over to Wyoming, and pretty much is inviting them. And then she's like, and then Joel gives her that look that you're talking about. And then she's like, what? It's a big enough state for two more people. Like, it was perfectly timed, like comedic goal. But they end up getting out of the garage I mean, getting out of the sewers. And I remember that being more of a infected part because there was a few like clickers and stuff like that in the game, which is okay because they didn't show a lot of that, which is okay because the reward we get later is totally worth it.
Those people complaining about Bill and Frank. Oh, yeah. I didn't get my bloater. Yeah. I mean, they gave it to you.
So yeah, they encounter a sniper, which is what catches them. Basically a guy, just old man, just chilling there.
Word from the game too. That's another moment that you actually sneak around and you go through the fence and everything up to that building.
So yeah, that was a great moment there. And you actually go up there. And then we find out that person was actually working with them, and then they're on their way, the hunters, they're on their way to come, you know, try to get Henry and thing. And this scene right here is cinematic gold. Like, it's my favorite part. It's not even close, like how good this scene was, just from the dialogue, just from the way that they represented the game, because you do that same exact scene. Obviously it's not as like thing, but there was infected everywhere. But basically before that even happens, we have that whole scene where Henry and, which you alluded to earlier, Henry and Kathleen are basically having this conversation of basically like, yo, what did you want me to do? Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, my brother was going to die. Like, he needed that medicine. There's nothing I could do about it. And then she goes off and says, well, like, you know what I mean? Like,
kids he got die sick. All the maybe time. That, like, yeah, yeah, it's like did, maybe yeah, that, you, that was his time.
Mm-hmm. Like, you did know? You ever think that it was his time to die? And then, like, he's like, yeah, he's like just a kid. Like, say it, like, you know what I mean? And then she's like, yeah, kids die all the time. So you can tell, like, her humanity has cut. Like, she doesn't have it anymore. She just doesn't care. She's on this goal to get this revenge.
And, well, for me, sorry, the thing, because it was a big deal. I was talking to Sean about it yesterday too. Not the episode, but in general. Everybody loves one another, right? We're all brothers and sisters and stuff like that until something bad happens. And us being in Florida with hurricanes and everything like that, we witness it every year, right? Mm-hmm. We're all together. And then as soon as something bad happens, it is every man for themselves. And she gets that feeling of, like, you know, Henry builds up her brother saying, you know, this is a guy I looked up to. This is a guy I would follow into anything. And he still betrayed him for his family. Because in the end, it's, you know, I had to take care of my family. It's me. So, and I think that's what snaps in her too, is that, like, you know, my brother was trying to, he was the nicest guy. He was trying to do everything. Because even, what is his name, Perry, said, your brother didn't do anything. You're the one who actually started, you know, us moving. But you could tell that her brother was the one that was trying to resolve things in a humanly way, to make sure that, you know, we didn't have to go into violence. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, like we said earlier, she resorts to it. She's like, you know what? There's nothing else left. I can't trust anybody anymore. And in the end, I'm just going to get stabbed in the back anyway. So, you know what? Let me stab them first.
Yeah.
So, it was a big moment for me to see that, because unfortunately in the world, it ends up being that way. It's just like, hey, I'm sorry. I have to do what I have to do because this is, it's my family. And you have to, and same thing with her. She's like, I got to do what I got to do. So, yeah. And she tells that too. So you can tell she's crazy, but at the same time, she's like, you know what? You have your goals and I have mine. So this is the consequence and I'm going to fulfill the consequence. So, and it's just it's a crazy just moment.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is also though, like, humanity, like, disaster definitely brings out the best and the worst, right? Because it just depends, right? Because certain things, we've seen situations that's happened in the world where people do come together to be like, yo, let's help out. Like, let's do this, let's do that. But again, in that scale, it's such a different scale because everything is so microscopic. Like, you don't know the outside anymore. Like, right. You only know what's inside your circle. So that was like, I've got to get one back. And it was a very old school, like, an eye for an eye. Like, someone's got to die. Like, you know what I mean? You killed my brother, I have to kill you. Or, like, you know what I mean? Or I need to take your brother. Something needs to, like, I need that debt back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that has to come back. So, like, I need something to make myself feel better in a world where, in a sense, Kathleen already has everything that she can have in that world, right? Like, she has the power. She has, like, the food, the equipment. She's not necessarily looking for anything, right? Like, she's not looking for anything more. Like, this is the only thing that she needs to actually take care of. So that whole dialogue between them is fantastic, because it's like that you could see both sides of the spectrums. And in most parts, you could probably understand it, right? Like, you can understand if you get that anger, like if you let that anger loom and overtake you, where you would probably be like, yo, I don't care, like, that you know, like, that was my brother. Like, I didn't get to make a choice in why, whether he died or not. So, so that dating to all that back, pretty much is exactly what's going to,
I also, while you're fixing that, yeah. I also thought they were going to change up the story. I thought we were going to lose Henry in that moment. Mm-hmm. Cause I tried to call in the beginning. I was like, I feel like Henry's going to be the one to go. But then again, I was just like, but then what are they going to do with Sam and all this other stuff? But she, what was it? Her fully turning to is whenever, you know, the eye for an eye thing that kind of brought up, like, Henry knew that too. So whenever he comes out, he's like, let the kids, he gets up. He's like, let the kids go. She's like, nah, I can't do that. Yeah, she's like, everybody has to go. Like, yeah. I'm going to take Sam. I'm going to take Ellie. I'm going to take Joel. Everybody's going to go. Yeah. It's not just you anymore. And mm-hmm. It's like, that's when you knew, it's just like, okay, no, she's just, she doesn't care. She's going, she needs to wipe out the whole source. She wants to wipe out the hive and make sure that nothing can come of it.
Yeah.
So, cause she knew in her head, maybe I kill Henry, Sam's going to grow up. He's going to come after me. I got to get rid of that.
Exactly. So. Well, yeah. And then, I mean, it makes sense, right? In that whole situation. Mm-hmm. So that also, yeah, all of that was fantastic. And then the scene, like I said, that just was cinematic gold, was the fact when the infected are about to come out and the way that the bus stops. And there's a very cool scene where everyone gets a like, you know, everyone, you see everyone's face, right?
Yeah.
And then like Joel's reloading, like everything is happening. And then you get a very brief pause, like before they actually escape. And if you guys go back and see that brief pause and you feel that tension, because again, we know what's about to happen because it was foreshadowed, right? And plus with all of that information that we got where, you know, we know that they're under there, et cetera, we're like, we know what's about to happen. They don't. You get that pause. And then they come storming out and it was just beautiful. Like, it was beautiful and gross at the same time. And then you pretty much go into that video game scene, right? Where it's like you're Joel in that situation and you're having to protect Ellie from moving back, right? To making it back. And you're, you know, firing off your sniper rounds. Obviously, in this one, we get a little bit more used to Ellie, like Ellie shooting, trying to protect, you know, Sam and thing. And everyone is kind of like just firing off. And then, of course, the bloater finally shows up. And once that bloater shows up, I like, there's nothing
you can do. The flame in the background when he stands up and everything. I mean, you saw Perry. Perry's like, oh, man.
But also, Perry, like, what were you going to do? At what point did you realize that your clips weren't going to do any more damage and you should probably just try to get out of there? Like, you know what I mean? And that was
graphic. Loyal. He was loyal to Kathleen, mm-hmm. too. So he's like, you know what? You get out of here. And then we see, like, him getting his head ripped off in that moment, like him just getting picked up and just
boom. Yep. Video game, like, video game animations. And then we see, of course, Ellie is running, trying to save Henry and Sam there under the truck. And then
that car scene too, when she's in the car and
the little clicker. Yeah.
Oh,
and the way that like the body movements also is so cool. Like, she just like kind of crawls, like exorcist like kind of thing, like very like loose, like flow body, and then jumping in. And obviously, you know, what you call it? Joel's in a panic because he wants to make sure he could save her, things like that. And everything's happening. They end up saving Henry and Sam. And then at this point, you probably already knew they're on their way to make that escape. Kathleen stops them. And she's like, I can't let you go, this and that. And then that baby clicker basically is like, nope, yeah, let me get that. Like, and just ends up taking her out. And it was just, again, my favorite scene of that was just the way how they all transpired and that tension that you get where it's really like real, genuine suspense where you're like, damn, what's about to happen here? Like, you know what I mean? And it happens, even though you knew it was going to happen. It was insane to see that. But I thought that scene was done perfectly, shot perfectly. Everything about that scene was perfect. And then, of course, we get to the end conversation where we are prepared to get our hearts broken because, you know, and you could see it happening, right? Because they're having that conversation. And the thing is, the one of the major differences here, again, is that, you know, Sam is, you know, is deaf in this one. In the game, he could speak, and he has a very tenuous moments, but they used a lot of the words that were in that scene too, right? Like, do you ever get scared? All of that. And Ellie says, you know, scared to be alone. And like, you know, the whole monster thing, that's all in there. But Sam actually speaks those in the game. In this situation, he's just writing it down, but you can tell it's a little bit in the game. He's more angry, and this, he's more saddened because he's like, I just met a friend. Like, you know what I mean? Like all, like everything was looking up and I know I just got bit. And then they also, Ellie actually knows that he got bit in the TV series opposed to the game, where they find out literally the next morning. So she knows, she tries to do, and this is what makes it more heartbreaking, right? Because Ellie thinks she's the cure, right? Like she thinks that she's like, I can save you. Like, you know, my blood is a cure. And then she ends up trying to do that. It does, you know, we find out she's like, can you, you know, then Sam just was like, can you stay up with me? Like, you know, stay up with me. And, you know, and then obviously falls asleep next morning and she goes up to Sam and then basically he's ready to go. Like he's ready to attack and then burst out that door, just like in the game. And the reactions are just beautiful. Like beat everything. For beat, yeah. It was beat for beat from that point. Yeah. Because he goes in, you know, Joel's like, hey, relax, like calm down. He's like, no. Like that's my brother. Like I can't do this. And then like it also puts Joel in another helpless situation this time, right? Where he's like, but he really can't do anything here because he doesn't have his gun. He's trying to protect someone. He's starting to become more, to care about more. And someone has him at gunpoint, right? And of course, Henry now has a sympathetic feeling for Ellie too, because he helped, like she saved him, right? Like, so they have this dynamic. It's such a hard dynamic to think about when you're in the situation of like, my brother's a zombie or an infected now. I'm trying to protect these people. I have a gun. What do I do? Like, do I let her just get eaten and ripped apart? Like, you know what I mean? Or do I like, you know, react? And it happens so quickly. And then of course, like he reacts, he ends up shooting Sam. And I mean, Joel starts to try to have that conversation, but what do you tell him? There is nothing, nothing in that world that he cared about more than Sam, right? And there's nothing he could do. And obviously, even though Sam isn't infected, it's still Sam to him, right? So like, he's like, what did I do? I don't know what I did. Like, no, like this can't be real, whatever. And then he shoots himself. And like, for Ellie and Joel to both see that scene is like, whoa, like, you know what I mean? And it's such an intense, like 5 minutes, like it's insane what they had to go through within that time. And you're just like, man, this really hurt. Like, you know what I mean? And then the whole burial happens and then she writes on the thing saying, I'm sorry. Like, it was a painful one.
And you can hear it in her voice, you know, like she's upset because she doesn't understand the whole cure situation. Mm-hmm. She thought she could help. So whenever, you know, Joel is sitting there reading the note, you hear in the background, she's like, let's go. Like you can hear the tone in her voice. Mm-hmm. Shift, and we're about to get a dark Ellie for a little bit. So it's gonna be this is the world of Last of Us, where
and you also get that
never happy.
Yeah, and you get that contemplation also now of Joel, like I said, being helpless in that situation and he started to get those feelings back that he's tried to lock away, right? So like him sitting back when she's like, let's go. And he's doing the burial and he sees the I'm sorry letter, like knowing he couldn't save her, like that hurts him deep inside. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, he's starting to understand that he's starting to feel this way about this person and he doesn't want to lose Ellie. Like, and we're starting to get that thing. And we'll see what happens if they follow the game after this point. Because I didn't watch that preview part that they usually show. But so once they, you know, you know, circle that up. We won't spoil it, like I said, but if that happens, I mean, it's right now that would be considered our mid-season finale. And I think that was a perfect way to like transition to where we're supposed to go next. So I think it was awesome that we had like this as our episode 5, because we're past the halfway point, because it's supposed to only be 9 episodes. So this was like the perfect point to be like, okay, like, you know what I mean? Let's see where we're going into that direction. I'm assuming episode 6 will do what they did in the game, just because it is a good point to do that, right? Because a lot of stuff, you know, so we'll see what happens. But before we go, what was your favorite part? I already said mine.
It's definitely, oh, great. Hold on. All right, sorry, something popped up. It's definitely either Kathleen and Henry's moment, like that dark, I'm the villain.
Yeah,
I don't care. I know I'm the villain, and there's nothing you could do to tell. Like, there's nothing you could say to change my mind. Either that or that whole bloater scene. Like when he comes out, dude, and they had the flame and everything, and even like watching the behind the scenes, and you see all the. I mean, they had mocap people. Yeah. Do it first, and then they actually had the actors dressed up and sitting in a hole, and then they all come up and climb out and stuff, and it's just a cool moment.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Like I said, that pause was just, it was everything you wanted to see in there. Like I said,
Real quick, because I forgot, another dad look that I forgot to point out was Joel, like Ellie's gets out of the truck, looks at Henry and Sam, looks up at Joel, and Joel kind of has that look like, you should just get inside, but I know that's where you're going.
Yeah.
And so it cuts to Joel, takes a deep breath, puts the scope back in, and then we're going again. So
it was good stuff. It was a great, great episode. Probably one of my favorites so far.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great just how they put everything together. But that's going to wrap it up for us, guys. Thank you for joining us as always. Please, if you guys, we would love to hear your opinions, like, comment, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Let us know what you guys thought of the episode. We will be back to give you guys episode 6 when that comes out. So be on the lookout for that. And until next time, Fire Team out.